Akashic Records. There seems to be general agreement among the majority of the world's faiths, cultures, and philosophies that the Akashic Records exist. What's not quite as unanimously agreed upon is where they exist and how to describe exactly what they are. The Hindus, whose religion is thought to date back as far as 4000 BC, believe in a universal substance called Akasha, from which the natural elements of fire, water, air, and earth were created. Eternally imprinted on that substance is every thought, word, and action in the history of the universe, collectively called the Akashic Records. The brilliant prophet and clairvoyant Edgar Cayce wasn't as specific about the existence of an Akasha substance, but he certainly believed in the existence of the Akashic Records, which he perceived to be the collective memories and histories of every thought, sound, physical and emotional vibration, major event, and incidental moment in eternity. An atmospheric presence that affects us all, and we all affect with every breath we take. Carl Jung, the noted psychologist, described the Akashic Records as a powerful, tangible force of nature throughout the universe that he called the collective unconscious, kind of an eternal and infinite embodiment of the principle that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. My definition of the Akashic Records is consistent with those philosophies. The Akashic Records are the entire sacrosanct body of God's knowledge, laws, and memories. Absolutely imprinted on the ether of every planet, solar system, and galaxy God created. But they also very literally exist in written form, perfectly printed in the universal language of Aramaic, in a magnificent building on the other side called the Hall of Records. We have the honor of perpetual access to the Akashic Records when we're at home on the other side. Our spirits, safely housed in our subconscious minds, have perpetual access to them, as well as during our fleeting incarnations here on Earth. During sleep, hypnosis, meditation, or psychological unconsciousness, when our noisy, chaotic, conscious minds are temporarily out of the way, our spirits know exactly where the Akashic Records are and how to get there. We turn to them more often than we consciously realize for answers, for clarity, for comfort, and for the nourishment only God can provide. This is an eternal universe God has created for us, just as He Himself is eternal. There is no time in eternity, no past, present, or future. There's nothing but now. So God's written body of knowledge includes everything that has ever been and everything that ever will be. In that most hallowed hall, full of pages, called the Akashic Records.